Witnessing for Jesus. When I witness to others, some agree to receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, but some respond by saying, "Not now." I usually tell them not to wait too long, for it could be too late. When we die, we end up going to one of two places, either to heaven or to hell. I know I will never see some of these folks again, unfortunately, because in many cases, their decision to accept Christ will come too late. When I tell others about Jesus, I often start by telling them what He did for us and how much He loves us. Whoever believes He is the Son of God will live forever with Him in heaven. After this, if they still refuse to receive the salvation package I present to them, I tell them, "After God's people are taken to heaven, if you are still alive, never receive Satan's number, 666. If you receive this number, you will be with Satan, not Jesus, and you will burn in the lake of fire throughout all eternity. If you refuse to receive Satan's number, you will be killed, but you will live forever because you died for Jesus." See Revelation 13, 15-18, and Revelation 14, 9-13 for further information about these important matters. I believe the Holy Spirit leads me to say these things. Therefore, I have unusual and supernatural boldness to speak this message to others. Like Jesus, I don't want a single person to perish. I began to go to church because I did not want to go to hell. I believed this message, and I was very afraid that I might die before being baptized. Therefore, I got baptized without even studying God's words. The hell the Lord showed me was much worse than what I had heard described by other people. I hope whoever reads this book will keep on believing and staying awake to the message of salvation. Just because we're attending church doesn't mean we are going to heaven. If we don't live by God's commandments, He becomes very displeased with us. Disobedient Christians can never enter God's kingdom. Heaven has many different levels and places. The Lord has shown me and told me this time after time. Once we are saved by the Lord Jesus' blood, we must do our best to give up all worldly things and live for Him. We must study God's Word, because it is impossible to live a holy life without doing so. I realize that many Christians don't like to hear the truth of God's Word simply because they don't want to change. To be reborn means that you no longer desire the ungodly things you used to desire. You want only to please God. I am saying this because I love you. I have Jesus' love in me, and that is why I am saying all these things. It doesn't matter to me what you think of me. Just believe that I care for you so much.